There is only one podcast that can legitimately call itself the voice of reality TV. Download the show at rffradio.com. We are not sure if they can play nice with each other, so now, from separate studios deep in the Husker Nation of Nebraska and in the Big Apple, are Rob and Trevor with the Reality TV Podcast.
Welcome to the longest-running reality TV podcast on the internet. I'm Trevor.
And I am Rob, and welcome to another fantastic show. Big Brother's over. I'm always sad at the end of Big Brother every year. I don't know why.
I think there's really only one fundamental question to ask about the finale of Big Brother.
There is.
This is, to me, the most fundamental question. If Cody had chosen Victoria to go to the final two instead of Derek, would he have won $500,000?
He would be the smartest player in Big Brother history.
I mean, I think he left $450,000 on the table.
He absolutely did.
I think if he took Victoria, do you think the jury would have held it against him to the point that he loses the game, that Victoria gets five votes?
No. No. No one on that jury was going to vote for Victoria to win. No one.
I agree. I think being a swell guy is all well and good.
Well, I think
that's kind of in Cody's personality. We discussed it. Yeah, I think he's not a ruthless guy. He seems like a good guy, the kind of guy who wouldn't stab his friend in the back, you know what I mean?
Being a good, wholesome guy would have beat Victoria. Obviously, it didn't beat Derek, but...
I agree. I just remember we had said we didn't think Cody would stab Derek in the back to win, but we did think Derek would if Derek wouldn't have let his friendship with Cody jeopardize him getting $500,000.
No.
I think Cody... and that's just my opinion. Maybe Derek would have taken Cody. In fact, he probably would have beaten him anyways. But my opinion is always that I thought Derek would have made the smart move to win $500,000 no matter what. And I just think Cody, by not taking Victoria to the final two, may have left money on the table.
He absolutely did. There is no one on that jury that would have voted for Victoria to win. I truly believe that it would have been a 9-0 vote if Cody had been sitting next to Victoria. I mean, what do you think?
I think he would have... I mean, the only vote that maybe he's in jeopardy of not getting would be Derek's vote, probably.
Well,
maybe,
yeah.
8-1.
But at that point, Derek should be able to go, hey, I got. I should have tried to win more challenges to propel myself to the final two. Hats off to you, Cody. Congrats. You know, that's what you have to do. If you're Derek, I guess. I don't know.
I'm about to say, I'm not sure if I'd be that magnanimous after. I would hope that I would be, but yeah, I might still be pissed off about being thrown out of Big Brother.
Well, yeah, that's probably right.
I mean, I'm just, envisioning. Yeah, how would you feel if you thought you had an alliance to the end and the first, oh, by the way, I'm taking Victoria over you to the championship.
But, yeah, you're right. You're right, Trevor. You're right.
Right, I think you'd be pretty fired up about that.
Well, I absolutely would be personally, but as Derek, he would have had to have looked at how he played his end game and realized, well, maybe I didn't deserve it, you know?
Here's the thing. I think Derek goes down as one of the best five players in Big Brother history. I really do.
Oh.
He dominated the season. He never got nominated once, right? And he won four HOHs. You start talking about great runs. I think his run was better than Dan Gieseling's, to be quite honest.
I there's people in the Twitterverse that is going to disagree with me. Derek is the best player we've ever seen play Big Brother.
He's up there. I think Will Kirby's still the best, but I would say Derek is right there with him.
There was 55 nominations done in this season, and not once did Derek's name get brought up.
I mean, that's an impressive stat.
That's better than Will Kirby.
I feel like Will's seasons were a little bit harder, though. And Will dominated, too, because maybe he didn't win the one that Mike Boogie won, but he surely he surely was a critical dominating factor. I need Derek to do it twice before I'm going to say, okay, he's as good as Dr. Will. He might be second on my list behind Dr. Will, though, in terms of best players ever to play the game.
Well, he's definitely the top one or two.
I mean, hats off to him. Should we just nominate him for best male contestant?
Oh yeah, he's definitely
and figure out a way to get him a picture of ourselves with his award.
Definitely.
He should win. He deserves of all so far this year. Yeah. We're 10 months in. Derek's been the best.
I don't know. Character. I mean, there's going to be a real race there between Derek and Tony. In our reality
you're
TV
right.
awards.
This might, I forgot. Tony,
I know.
It's the spring season.
Yeah.
Shit, that is going to be a race. You're right.
And
two,
I think both.
Two really excellent performances in the same same year.
I think both Woo and Cody get nominated for worse.
I'm not going to throw Cody into worse.
You're not going to argue against Woo there, are you?
I'm not going to argue against Woo. I feel like Cody played a. I feel like Cody played the game that his personality dictates. I just don't think he's a bad guy.
No, you're probably right. But at the same time, it was a terrible decision. Maybe bonehead decision there for Cody to not take Victoria to the end.
I'll sign off on throwing Cody into both the best category for being a part of a great alliance and for bonehead decision because I feel like if he takes Victoria, he wins $500,000.
Yeah.
I'll sign off on two nominations for Cody.
Okay. We'll be doing nominations later in the year, though. We might do nominations if Survivor and The Amazing Race come to a lull for some reason. But later in the year, we'll definitely be doing nominations.
I don't know. Nothing really unpredictable. I mean, Donnie won Favorite Contestant in America. That was no surprise
to
me.
Although, I loved it how they deflated Frankie by saying, hey, Frankie, fuck you, you're not in the top three.
That was kind of interesting. He didn't even make the top three. I felt like he would have had enough fan support to get him in there.
Yeah, he was a scumbag, Trevor.
Yeah, I guess. Here's the thing. I feel like.
You are the last remaining member of the Frankie fan club.
Well, you know, I like when people play the game to win, right? And I feel like, you know, Frankie tried to win this game. You can't say that about everybody who played in that game this year.
Yeah.
I liked on The Amazing Race last night when you are on Friday, and I actually watched it on Sunday on DVR.
I know, I did too.
But I actually liked it, you know, when the Boston crew boxed out the two girls after the two girls had taken their pen. Like, yeah. I kind of like, all right, you know, screw this. This is for money. We're not like, giving you our cab, you know.
Yeah.
There's times for being a gentleman, and there's times for winning $500 million.
And it was at a critical time, because that was the last jaunt, per se.
It was a critical time. Hats off to them for playing
the game
hard.
I agree. Completely agree. People aren't going to like them, though, for a while. I don't think they last, though, either, to be right
down honest
with you.
I don't think they're
going
to last either, but I do think I did like, The Amazing Race has too oftentimes been like 11 people hanging out with each other at summer camp running a race.
Right.
Right. I feel like we need some more moments like that of just pure competition. I bet they're upset that those two girls got eliminated because I have a feeling that they were cast to be kind of, kind of the ruthless competitive type.
Even Phil said it at the finish line. No one expected you guys to be eliminated first.
I think they were cast a smart team, top real estate pair in Miami. They showed to be a little little ruthless in that signing up. They were definitely cast to get to the final four or five and to be one of the dominant teams of the season.
Midway, Trevor. You're giving them way too much credit. Midway. They were a midway team.
They were a maybe top five or six, but they were definitely cast to stick around for a while. Not
they were.
The first team eliminated.
They were. I agree.
It was tough. Yeah, this cast had some interesting I'm going to say there's a couple teams at the top that I feel like could stick around there for a while.
And Misty and Jim have to be in that list.
Yeah.
I mean, they have that – by the way, what a terrible
– That's the dentist pair with the very white teeth.
Yes.
Yeah, they're going to be in the – they're I'm calling them in the final four right
what
now.
What a terrible name for their quote-unquote save.
By the way, that's a hell of a prize to get right there.
It's huge. But what a terrible name. Come up with a better name, people.
I mean, that's you have that in your back pocket. You're getting to the Final Four.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, every leg's a non-elimination leg, like Jim said. Every leg for them is a non-elimination leg.
Until they use it.
Yeah, right. But, shit, I don't see them using it for a while.
I would say that was it Tim and TJ?
Yep.
They had a pretty clean run also to the race.
They did.
I like the Team Soul Surfer, Bethany, and what's her partner's name?
Adam. Can't stand Adam. Can't stand either one of them.
I like them both. I think they're going to stick around in this race for a while.
Here comes the hate mail. Just a terrible team.
I like them. I'm rooting for them.
Yeah.
And then there's another team who I'm forgetting now that I thought is going to be a tough team to beat.
So the team that kind of, and maybe this is playing right into you, Trevor, the ones that were under the radar for me, and I'm not saying that these guys are going to do well and see them in the top three by any means, but the food scientists, Amy and Maya.
Yeah, they were good. They had a nice run also.
I felt like they were very under the radar.
Mm-hmm.
And I like how they had a nice race.
There's another team that I'm missing that I thought was going to be good.
Well, you got Dennis and Isabel, who were seventh. Brooke and Robbie.
No.
Brooke and Robbie were the pro wrestlers who were fourth.
No, not them.
The urban bike racers, Kim and Allie.
No, not them either.
Keith and Whitney, Michael and Scott.
Michael and Scott. Which one? No, Michael's on the Boston team.
Yep, those are the firefighters. There's Shelly and Nikki, the mom and daughter.
No, not them. Maybe I'm just not.
We've gone through everybody, Trevor.
All right, well, the teams I already named, I feel like, are going to be the teams to beat.
I may have.
They
missed.
Definitely, by the way, cast Stacy and Nikki. I feel like they're hoping that they're going to have like a Lennon Carlin type run through the season. Kind of like a slow and steady wins the race type.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not going to do great, I don't feel like, but they're not going to do terrible either.
Very likable team. I think Brooke and Robbie were casted. They had another kind of wrestling pair on this a couple years ago.
Yeah, what were their names? I don't even remember.
Yeah, I don't remember their names. They weren't very noteworthy.
No.
That's why I don't think Brooke and Robbie are going to be noteworthy either.
No. They're going to make a splash at some point. They're going to clash with someone, but I don't think they're going to do anything spectacular. Can we talk about how terrible Keith and Whitney are? I hate
if you're going to ask me which team that I find to be a little unlikable, it was definitely Keith and Whitney.
Ugh, they're fucking
awful. By the way,
awful.
Would you ever have made that agreement? I think I would have sat there and dug for 4 hours before I would have given up like that.
Yeah, but you could dig for 4 hours and still not find anything.
Yeah, it's true.
But the thing is, they should have been watching the other teams to realize, oh, shit, this thing isn't that deep. Why not just take your fucking shovel, your spade, and just
dig up the entire area?
No, just poke it into the ground. It was covered by 2 grains of sand thick. That's all the deeper those treasure boxes were. So just poke around in the ground, do a grid pattern, and you're going to find it.
You know what? The three teams, it was Keith Whitney, Michael and Scott, and
Lisa and Michelle, yeah.
Right off the bat, I feel like those teams are definitely on the low end of the pecking order.
Absolutely.
Only because not only did they not figure that out, but they were willing to kind of quit and take the 4-hour penalty.
Yep, I agree.
To me, right off the bat, the signal's like, all right, kind of danger, you might be eliminated first, right? Because, and it seemed like they were well behind the other teams when they finished also. I'm only saying because who is the last team that finished before the three of them?
Shelly and Nikki, the mother and daughter.
It seemed like it was still reasonably light outside when they finished.
Yes, it was reasonably.
I'm not saying it was bright and sunny, but it did seem like it was, the sun hadn't set yet. It was still light outside, Whereas when those other teams went into the finish line, it felt like it looked pitch black outside.
The thing is,
it looked like it was 5 hours later at night.
Keith, Scott, and Lisa, the final three in the roadblock, were all just inches away too from their final destination.
Like Keith and Whitney and Michael and Scott, if we looked at times for the next leg and they're like 2 or 3 hours behind, it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me either, but I'm afraid they'll do like an equalizer. That's what we've been calling it.
They may already have to, because you can't tell me that they only finished like 45 minutes by, because it doesn't get dark that fast.
No. It gets dark relatively fast, but yeah, they're an hour.
It felt like they were digging around for a little while still.
They're an hour.
It seemed like they came to that decision like 15 minutes after Shelly and Nikki left. It feels like that decision came maybe like an hour later.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It's probably an hour. I would give it an hour. Probably not 2 hours, but maybe an hour.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say a solid hour. Maybe 1.5 hours. Which, you know, puts them definitely at the bottom of the heap. You never can tell entering the next leg of the race.
No, you can't. Well, with the race, it's so unpredictable. It's so unpredictable.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Misty and Jim are going to be very dominant, though. I loved how they sparkled their fucking teeth every chance they had.
It's almost too white, their teeth. Right, I brush my teeth every day, and my teeth don't get like that.
Yeah, but you're not a dentist either, Trevor.
Sure, and I drink a lot of coffee.
Yeah. So there. They, you know those two are fucking just whitening their teeth every 6 hours. Those two are getting up in the middle of the night and whitening their teeth.
So who do you have going home next week?
Oh, it's going to be Scott and Michael, the firefighters from Boston.
I'll say Keith and Whitney.
Wow.
Just to be different.
I don't like Keith and Whitney, and if they win this Amazing Race, I will never watch the Amazing Race ever again.
I just think it's going to be one of those two teams. I feel like they're going to be behind everybody else.
Yeah, I agree. I'm waiting for the day for Keith and Whitney to go. Bethany on Twitter told me that she was married. Now, I don't know if this is true or not, but she was married when she went on Survivor and met Keith.
I don't think that's true.
I thought she was engaged and just like a month from the wedding, but
somebody can figure this out in our chat room. Yeah, we just need to. Yeah, I'll be on the Reality Fan Forum message board. Somebody can find out on.
There
I'm
you go.
Sure there's a website that'll post the link to it.
There you go. I
just steer traffic to the message.
You're
board.
Doing great. That's awesome. Very good. I don't know if Whitney was married. I just thought she was just engaged.
I don't think she was.
Well,
I don't think she was.
No wonder Keith went along with her on this show.
Heaven
forbid she goes on another show and meets another man. Shit.
I just don't think that team's built to last in this race.
No, they aren't. They aren't.
But
MJ Rob in the chat room says, I agree with Rob. I think she was just engaged.
So. I think she's. I don't. I'm just gonna say I don't think she was married. I agree with that.
I don't think.
But
she
why don't we jump into Survivor?
Let's
because
talk
that's
about
my
Survivor.
Favorite reality show of them all.
Yes, it is. And it started out strong.
Yeah, Natalie and Nadi, you knew they were gonna be. Well, they were on another reality show.
Yeah.
So like the guy who is the guy who spearheaded them going home, the one who started the fire with his glasses.
Oh, was he really the one that spearheaded it though?
He's the one who pointed it out that, like, we saw her run the race, and we know she can be ruthless. Why would we keep her in this game?
I'm looking for his name, and I can't. It's not coming to me right now. Was it Dale? Dale. It was Dale.
I'm gonna call him the guy who started the fire with his glasses.
What a fucking moron! Who breaks
Listen, he
their
had to do
glasses.
Something to get in with the tribe because, yeah. He was obviously going to be considered a weaker challenge player, so he had to prove that he could be a provider, and I think he did that.
Yeah, but he broke his glasses.
Yeah, he could wear it as a monocle. I think people should bring that back anyways.
You think Survivor starts the trend of the monocle again?
I feel like the monocle should come back anyways. He just needs like a rope to tie around his glasses. He can bring back the monocle. That would be awesome if he had a monocle on the show.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious. I just can't imagine him walking around Survivor with a monocle. It falls out during the challenges. The thing with a monocle is every time somebody scares you or you get surprised, your glasses fall out.
I feel like somebody should try bringing back the monocle and maybe it'll be him. Yeah, if he gets a good piece of rope or string, he can always tie his glasses back together again.
God, it's stupid. Stupid. Don't
just
break
borrow
your glasses.
Some tape from Jeff Probst.
Don't fucking... Or,
or ask somebody in the production crew, listen, can you just get me some tape, please?
There's got to be some tape on those cameras and you just go up there and you... You just pull one off real quick. There's tape holding those cameras together. You can't tell me there aren't. They're out on a desert island. What else did you have for Survivor? What did you think of the episode?
What
else did you think of Survivor? What did you think of the episode?
I thought it was a decent episode to start the season. I thought it was good. You said I have low expectations for the first episode of the year, but I thought it was interesting. I thought it was interesting John Rocker got found out on the first episode of the season.
Yeah, I mean,
he's decently lucky that the guy who found him out seems to be kind of starstruck and a fan of his because he's from the South.
Right.
And he's an Atlanta Braves fan.
Right.
If a different, let's say a Northeasterner had figured that out.
Well,
he might not get the same reception.
The thing is, with Wes is the one that figured him out.
And by Northeast, I mean somebody from New York who's a Mets fan.
Sure.
Who might remember the statement from Sports Illustrated.
My point is, though, Wes is too young to remember the controversy surrounding it. Wes is 23.
He probably is.
Wes is 23. That happened, what, 14, 15 years ago? So he was 8 years old when it all went down?
Yeah, he might just remember that he was a pitcher on his favorite team.
Right. Right. So I think Wes is too young to know that John's probably
a dick. You know what's going to happen is if he gets to the merge, I could see somebody like Dale figuring it out. But he doesn't want an older guy like Dale, right, who might have a long memory, who hears the name, oh, that's John Rocker, and goes, wait a fucking second, and brings up,
Wes's dad knew who he was right away, Keith.
Yeah.
I mean, Wes's dad in a confessional said, oh, that's John Rocker. He's a fucking ass.
But he's on a different tribe,
he's
right?
On a different tribe, yeah. John's on...
You're right, though. He's probably telling everybody on that tribe already who he is.
Probably. He probably is.
And we got shit else to do on the island other than to climb, other than wonder about how hungry you are and, should I wash myself in the ocean?
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah. Anytime something interesting comes up to talk about, you're talking about it, I would assume.
If you're on Survivor, do you go into the ocean to poop? That's my question.
That's the question we're going to have to ask somebody that's been on the show.
Do you go into the ocean to take a dump? I mean, you almost have to, right?
I don't think you do. I think you wash off in the ocean.
There's some risks to pooping in the ocean because that log can wash up ashore.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I don't think you do.
I don't know.
God, that's a question I've never pondered. You're going to have to ask somebody that's
on
the show.
That's something I want to know now. Do you poop in the ocean? I think I do. I think you have to. You go a mile up the fucking beach.
you swim as far as you can out.
No, you don't even have to do that.
Far enough so you're not at risk of anybody noticing what you're up to.
Yeah, just swim out. Oh, I'm looking for crab legs and seashells, and just let her rip.
That's hysterical. But no, getting back to the show. I thought it was an interesting move. The guy who actually tried the immunity island challenge and sent his wife to immunity island.
Oh, right.
Because I thought I was like he might throw this in order to figure he can be the strongest.
That was Jeremy and Val.
But you know what? Honestly, if I were him, I think I would have done the same thing, right? Because one of you guys has a chance,
First of all,
I think you play that out. I agree. I think, if you think you got the best chance of winning Survivor, you play it out, you send her there, and then you hope when she... And actually, his gamble kind of paid off because she wasn't the first one eliminated.
Right. But first of all, if you're Jeremy on your tribe, don't volunteer to be the one that goes up to do the challenge. Don't be like, oh, I got this, guys. No. I mean, if you're elected to do the challenge, fine. But don't volunteer. He volunteered.
See,
he's a
I
moron.
Think sometimes people volunteer in that situation to prove themselves to their tribe, right?
Right.
Like, all right, I'm the tough guy on the tribe. I'll take care of business.
But he started. Not only did he do that, but compound it with the fact that he started playing the game and making alliances way too early.
But you know what? I think that's okay for the gameplay he's going to use, because he's going to play the I'm the strong guy on the tribe.
Right.
And he's already, you know, Wes's dad, this actually may have worked out best for him, because he went, protected the guy's wife on the island, right?
Mm-hmm.
Comes back, Jeremy's like, yeah, and he's almost got a ready-made alliance.
Yeah.
And I feel like that, honestly, the way this game is shaping up, I feel like you're going to have a guy alliance on each tribe that dominates the game.
I agree.
It just seems like that's the way we're headed.
I feel like there's more men than women, though, and I'm just trying to count real quick, and I can't come up with a number. I just feel like there's...
It does feel that way. Like, we had more men than women on the first tribe that voted. How many men and women are on the second tribe?
Let's see. On Hanapu, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5 men and 4 women.
I feel like that's going to be a problem for the women on that tribe.
Yeah.
They almost need to do a switch up.
Oh, they will. You know, by week 4 or 5, they're going to have a switch up.
Fairly early in the game, right? Because it seems to me that what might just happen is the 5 men on each tribe just band together and vote off the women.
Yeah.
Oh, the only risk to doing that, right, is let's say you vote off a strong competitor's loved one.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're instantly making an enemy. That's the only consideration that you would take into account, right?
Yeah.
Right? You know who the easy vote off is going to be next week? Let's say Jeremy's tribe goes to tribal council. Don't they just vote off not the other tweenie?
You would think
right? Just because it makes it easy, right? Because you're not going to have the other one on the tribe complaining that you voted off her sister.
I think
you're right. It makes it a real easy vote out.
I think you're absolutely right on that point.
Because you want to avoid voting off somebody that's going to piss off somebody on the other side.
Right. You avoid as much conflict as possible doing it that way. No, I agree. That's a great point. I think that's what you do. Who did you like? I mean, who did you really like starting out the show? Who was your favorite, I guess?
This far, I haven't picked out anybody that I'm, like, really rooting for yet. I don't really know. The problem is, the first episode, you don't really get to meet everybody.
No.
Like, I'm not certain yet who I feel like is going to be the best. If you asked me to pick somebody, I wouldn't know who to pick yet in terms of who's going to get to the final four. I think it's kind of a toss-up. There's nobody really stands out as superior to me.
No, John and Jacqueline, they're the boyfriend-girlfriend from Michigan. Boy, they think they are just an all-American couple, don't they? That just about makes me sick.
Yeah. You know, I haven't worked up a healthy dislike of anybody just yet. I mean, I'm rooting against John Rocker.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him go home early in the game.
I think
but
he's
other
the quitter.
Than that,
I think he's the quitter.
You know, he's already a millionaire, right? So
yeah.
If you're going to make that hypothesis, that would be the, you know, why does he even need to be there? He's made enough money in his baseball career.
Well, didn't he make the comment, like, I don't need to be here. Why am I here? I don't know what he made. Maybe it was a pre-interview or something else that I seen online. But I just feel like he's going to have that attitude of, I don't fucking need to be here. Get me the hell out of here right now.
Yeah, what's going to be interesting is how he plays the game. He's going to have to, yeah. At some point, he's going to get found out.
Yeah. Well, he already has somewhat.
Yeah. But somebody's going to point out, you know, some of his past statements, and that's just going to destroy him in the game.
Yeah.
Because, you know, It wouldn't surprise me if it's, you know, if it's Dale. He just seems like the kind of guy who might be smart enough to have remembered everything.
Well, he can't. He's got to see him first. He can't fucking see without his fucking glasses.
It's true. Well, if he goes to the monocle, he'll be able to...
That's true. The monocle. The monocle is going to return, folks.
We already had a snippet that he gets into a yelling match with somebody.
Yeah. MJ Rob's got a great question in the chat room. Wasn't he just a relief pitcher? Typically, relief pitchers don't make all that much money.
He was one of the best closers in baseball for a while, though.
Okay.
Yeah, but even a lowly, even a baseball, I think the minimum baseball player makes is like $200,000.
Sure.
And he was, at one point, you know, he was one of maybe the best 5 or 10 relievers. He was getting paid. I'm sure there's a website that already can tell
broke
us exactly
down
how much, but... Yeah, let's just say he did more than the average person.
Okay, well, I figure that was a question for you, Mr. Sportsman.
But no, it's since I'm already looking forward to the season. I'm excited.
Too. I am too. Very excited.
Do we want to touch on anything else from Big Brother? Wait, who do you have voting going?
Yeah, home? That was my question. Who do you have going home?
I'm gonna have the other tweenie going home. I think both Natalie and Nadia are out first 2 weeks.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I'm going to have to agree with you. That it's the only logical thing. If Huna Hapu Pukaha tribe loses.
Yeah, I think they're just going to take the easy route and get rid of her.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I don't know what else I had to talk about with Big Brother. With Big Brother. Other than the fact that Derek is the highest paid winner ever.
Yeah, because he won all those America's Challenges also.
He won all the which I think he probably won 4. So that's $20,000, plus his $50,000 bonus for being America's player and winning the game. So he could have won $570,000.
That's awesome. Donnie walked away with a decent amount of change.
Yeah, 25,000.
25 plus 20 for America's
player. Yeah, that's true. He probably walked away with close to 50.
It's pretty solid.
That's pretty solid. Donnie was beloved, though. Oh, my God.
I bet he won that by, like, 80% of the vote.
Oh, yeah.
Only one who I bet Nicole was probably second. If you were asking who would probably get the second most votes, I would say it might be her.
Who were the top three? Donnie, Nicole, and who was the other one? Do you remember? Chat room? Trevor? Cody? Was Cody in there? I don't remember now.
Was it Hayden?
Oh, it could have been Hayden. I don't remember now. Somebody
I have no idea who was in third place. I know Donnie and Nicole were top.
Yeah,
we're two of the three.
Yeah, which I wasn't surprised by. But I don't know. Did I just lose you, Trevor? Uh-oh. He just hung up. He just had it.
My ear hit mute.
Oh, your ear. That fucking ear. any other thoughts on Big Brother? Or are we going to wrap this show up?
No, that's basically it for me.
That's basically it for me, too. Survivor. What do you think about The Amazing Race on Friday nights? I think it's fucking terrible.
I mean, I didn't watch it live. I T-voted it.
Oh, the original Mike Kay says Zach. Was Zach in the top three?
May have been Zach.
Yeah, I also pre-recorded it and watched it Sunday. I mean, I just can't get off of watching The Amazing Race on Sunday.
In The Amazing Race's defense, I rarely watch live television.
Yeah.
There's only a few shows that I watch live, and that's only because people talk about it and might ruin it for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Survivor, I'll make sure I watch live because there's too many people I know that watch Survivor.
Yeah,
they may start talking about it and destroy my viewing experience. Yeah.
If you're watching DVR stuff, you need to stay off Twitter because people will fucking tweet that shit.
Yeah, I mean, but most of the time, Gotham, I just started watching that. That's DVR, and I'll be skipping through the commercials at some point at a later date.
Yeah.
Big Bang Theory, I mean, I'm not watching that live. That can be watched anytime.
I don't know why anybody watches that fucking show, but...
No, I mean, there's just certain shows that... Yeah, Blue Bloods, I DVR that. I'll watch that whenever I want. Sons of Anarchy, I almost have to DVR because the commercials are so damn long. They are. It's like 5 minutes of commercials in between. Yeah, The show's already like an hour and a half long.
And that's on AMC, right?
FX.
That's on FX. Okay.
AMC, that show is awesome.
AMC is pretty famous for throwing in shit long commercials, too.
I feel like that, you know, if I know your show has longer commercials, I'm never going to watch it live. I'm always going to DVR it.
Yeah.
Like, I've already caught on to this. I haven't watched a live episode of Sons of Anarchy in, like, 3 years.
I think in AMC's defense, and I don't know about FX, I feel like in AMC they feel like, well, if we do a bunch of smaller commercial breaks and one huge block of commercials, maybe that will get people to watch. But I don't think it does.
To be honest, there's not many shows that I watch live that I'm watching the commercials. Other than sporting events, Survivor, and shows that are popular enough that people might talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Breaking Bad, at the end of the line, you had to watch even through the commercials because far too many people were talking about
it. You got 5 minutes behind on Breaking Bad and you were getting spoiled.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, because of Twitter and people texting you going, holy shit, oh my God, you know, look at what just happened. And you were getting, if you were 5 minutes behind, you were getting spoiled.
Yeah, at certain shows at the end of the run, then you have to start watching live.
Yeah,
Or just cut yourself off from communication if you haven't.
Yeah, shut your phone off, I guess, huh? MJ Rob confirms it was Donnie, Zach, and Nicole in the finals. In the top three of favorites. So it was Zach.
I liked Zach.
I did too. Well, does that do it for tonight, Trevor?
Absolutely.
All right. It was another great show of RFF Radio. We'll be back sometime next week. I'm not sure when. We're going to play around with the dates again. Monday nights are good for me, but I'd like to do Wednesdays after Survivor, too. So I don't know what we're going to do.
Absolutely.
How can people get a hold of you there, Trevor?
They catch me at Trevor, RFFRadio.com.
I'm Rob at RFFRadio.com, Twitter.com/RobRFF, and Facebook.com/RobRFF. Guys, thanks for listening. Have a great week, everybody. Catch you back here next week.